Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
Speak. Hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Word on the Street with your host, Isaac. And we're broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia, right after Nordworth Human Serviettes show. And I'm here with a returning guest, a friend of the show. What's up?
Hey, it's Aiden.
Good to have you back, man.
Thanks, man.
So, last time I had you on a few months ago at the start of the summer, had our buddy Andrew on a couple times.
Yeah.
But we just got you on today to just do a little interview and just have a chat.
Yeah, man.
So first of all, how's it going?
Oh, you know, life is life. Everything's, I'm still dealing with headaches. You know what I mean? Little pun. No, Everything's really chaotic, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Everything with the band and with the house, things seem to be like falling apart and coming together simultaneously, which is stressful and also really exciting. But yeah, it's a hell of a ride so far.
Fair enough. Sometimes it really do be like that.
It really do. Sometimes it don't though.
Anyway, just for a more formal introduction, do you want to say who you are?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, my full name is Aiden Sullivan Sandy, without my middle name, which is Christopher. anyways, I'm one of the members of the band August Cooper, and we are a band based out of Vancouver, you know, a bunch of solo artists. Or a couple solo artists coming together to make something great, make something good, make something that we can be proud of and call our own. And it's also just a large collective of passionate people in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. It's our circle of friends who are passionate about art and music and creativity mostly, and it's definitely not just limited to musicians, as you know.
Yeah, of course.
Being a part of it.
Yeah. So with August Cooper, it's kind of difficult to define.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you might say collective, but what do you think is the right word to describe August Cooper as what kind of group it is?
I want to say, like it is collective isn't wrong, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily a Wu-Tang Clan or a, you know, what is it like that group of like four or five painters from Canada? What's that called? It's like not necessarily
the Famous Five,
sick, but like it's not exactly like so. It's not. I mean, August Cooper is the band, mm-hmm. but it's also a group of visual artists, a group of I mean, a radio personality. It's just a group of people who are all as dedicated as they possibly can be to creating the best possible thing they can. You know, mm-hmm. The way I kind of think about it is, other than the band, like, August Cooper is also just kind of a mother entity for which creativity can thrive under, and things can happen under, and sparks can be, you know, ignited, and great things can be created out of it.
Definitely. So I guess you could say August Cooper Creative is a good way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's our YouTube channel, is August Cooper Creative, and that's our, you know, email. Hit us up.
At gmail.com?
AugustCooperCreative@gmail.com. No caps, no spaces.
Right. So, speaking more a bit about yourself, mm-hmm. what exactly is your musical background? What did you come up on playing, singing?
Well, I've always been... I can't focus while the music's going on.
No worries,
I'm gonna
take
the headphones off, sorry. I mean, I'm from Vancouver, so I'm very influenced by a lot of, like, classic kind of, you know, Vancouver artists. Guys like Dan Mangan were huge for me. Other guys, I mean, like, punk guys like DOA. I was really into punk as well. I mean, I was kind of always into music. When I was a kid, I used to listen to Johnny Cash, like, in the kitchen with my mom and Amy Winehouse. And Johnny Cash was my favorite. And then growing up... I used to always play hockey, and my dad bought me a guitar, and I, like, never wanted to play it until I fell off this massive rope swing, like a 20-foot rope swing, like, onto just ground. Mm-hmm. And, like, I shattered, like, my tibia and fibula. And I don't know if you've heard this story.
I haven't.
No, yeah. And then I couldn't play hockey for, like, 6 to 8 months. So I was like, what do I do? So I picked up guitar.
Right.
So, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me was, like, blacking out for a second and letting go of that rope and, like, almost dying, you know, which is crazy. But, yeah, that's kind of where it started for me. And I was, I mean, like I said, Johnny Cash, Amy Winehouse. I was really into Guns N' Roses for a little while there, like, grade 7.
Fair enough.
And then some jams, man. But then, you know, as time went on, I was really into grunge and punk. And I would say that is the genre that has influenced me the most. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, when it comes to punk, Black Flag, Minor Threat. I think Ian McKay is just a genius, you know, Fugazi. And then I went to St. Pat's High School, which is like... Yeah, the official, like, count, I think, is like 80% Filipino, which is so sick, because Filipino people are the bomb.
Very nice people,
great dancers, great singers, and really into hip hop is what I've experienced. So
was that sort of your
catalyst? My introduction into hip hop really was, I mean, I was always trying to be, I'm not trying to be, I was kind of the punk kid, you know. Everyone, I never wore anything but, like, skinny jeans and Vans, and, like, you know, like, I was just that kid in high school trying, like, I just, and I was, like, I was into not being into
hip hop. I was like, oh, I only listen to Black Flag and Minor Threat and this, that, and the other thing, which is like cool. That's just what I was into, like, you know, punk and skating and like, that's it. But then I found Tyler the Creator. I found Odd Future, and I was like, okay, there's something here, you know. There's something more than just, you know, whatever I thought was not good at the time. And you know, getting into that, I mean, Domo 23 is a song that changed my life for sure. And just seeing his punk rock energy and his like, I mean, involvement with the skate community. I mean, you're wearing a. Can I cuss on here?
Or no? Just give a little warning.
Oh yeah. Isaac's wearing a shirt with a swear word, so I'm gonna say it. Just Tyler the Creator's involvement with fucking awesome, and you're wearing one of their shirts, and that's fucking awesome. But yeah, no, seeing that was so cool, and it just opened me up to, hey, maybe hip hop is cool, and hey, Waka Flocka is really good, and you know, oh, Soulja Boy is really tight, you know. So I mean, and from there it was just history, you know. From there, I mean, now I just try to be open to every genre. Like, I love country, too. And I love, you know, like, Death Grips. Yeah. And I'll listen to, like, I don't know, Johnny Cash and Death Grips.
Quite a mix.
Back to back.
Quite a mix.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
Was there any reason besides, I just want to be cool, I don't like it, that you weren't into hip-hop before? Was there something that was, like, censorship for you? Was it just, I'm not feeling that kind of music.
I mean, I think honestly, sorry, that's my sandal coming off.
No worries,
oh man, dude. Sorry.
No worries.
Falling apart. I think it was, I mean, part of it is, it's just angst, you know? It's just, you're in grade 8 or 9 or whatever, and everyone else tells you to listen to this thing. Everyone listens to this thing, and everyone thinks the thing that you listen to is whack. It's like, we're just blah, 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 blah. And that just makes you like it more, you know. And I don't know, like, before I made a lot of friends, you know, music was my friend. Mm-hmm. But then I started making friends, and then I was like, okay, maybe their music is cool too. But yeah, it was a bit of angst. And it's just, I don't think I was exposed to a lot of good hip hop at that point, you know. Like, I just heard watered down, you know, stuff that you would hear. I don't know, if you're not trying to look for anything good.
Right. So now that, especially with August Cooper being very, very influenced by hip-hop and by rap culture, who inspires you now that you're more, you know, informed, now that you understand more about
hip-hop
art itself? Yeah, rappers, it could be R&B, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's like little... I mean, there's some artists that, I mean, it changes every month, but for certain catalyst, you know, headline artists that will always be huge influences on me and Andrew. I think the biggest one ever is Kanye West, for sure.
Yeah.
As is for a lot of people, a lot of creative people. I know Tyler is also huge for me, and I think Andrew as well. And then Frank.
Yeah,
Frank Ocean.
Yeah,
for sure.
The two I was definitely gonna bring up today were Kanye and Frank.
Yeah, and
because
Frank.
For me,
yeah,
personally,
for sure.
As well, two of the biggest. Just not as Kanye would want to say, not as just a musician, but as an artist.
As
like,
a
artist
creator.
Is the right word.
As
a creative,
an artist, as like personalities, as just like honestly people. Like Kanye has meant like so much more to me than just like creative inspiration. You know, like. He, I don't know, he just gives me so much confidence. And then same with Tyler, like look at what hip-hop was like before Tyler, and then like now, and like look at what fashion was like before Tyler within hip-hop. He's like literally created a complete like wing of its own.
Yeah,
of just because of what he likes, you know. He liked brands like fucking awesome,
and I'm wearing his shoes right now.
You're wearing
too.
His Golf LaFleur shoes, like. He, I don't know, like, obviously Lil Wayne did too, but, like, just seeing, like, how he integrated, like, things like skate culture and punk and, like, because he was into punk too, like he'll say that, but how he integrates just what he's passionate about into what he does, it's not even an integration, it's just he doesn't do anything if he's not passionate about it, if it doesn't make him like want to live life more to the fullest every day. And that's something that I find just like more inspiring than anything else. And it's the same thing with Kanye, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, speaking more about Kanye, do you see the interview recently on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I only watched it once. I need to watch it again. I liked it a lot, man. What do you... that one question about Pornhub?
Yeah.
That one was funny. But honestly, I've always said this, listening to Kanye's interviews, if you're an artist is or just a creative person, a person who's wired that way, listening to him speak is like, it's like steroids for your soul. Like, that's how I found like his Surface interview, his Zane Lowe interview, his Charlamagne interview.
Yeah.
Just the way that he conducts himself, the way that he is like so fearless with shouting his ideas from the rooftops, you know, and being unapologetic and being aware that he might be wrong, but not being afraid to be wrong. Like, that is so fantastic to me. And I mean, the Kimmel interview, I have to watch again, but it was interesting how they cut to commercial break without giving him a chance to answer the question about Trump.
Yeah.
That was like kind of an obvious move to me, but you know, maybe I'm just too big of a Kanye stan. Can't be objective.
Do you think you'll always stick on his side no matter what he said? Because I know you have. Yeah. In the past 6 months, he's come back because he was, you know, he was gone for a little bit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he comes back. He produces 5 albums.
Uh-huh.
Has his own. He has the one with Cudi. Uh-huh. And Yeezy was just announced to be a $1.8 billion company. You know, he's in the spotlight again, in the limelight.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that because of what an influence he is to you, despite people criticizing his arrogance and his ego, will you still stick to his side because of what he's done for you?
His arrogance and his ego have never bothered me. Like, people who attack him for being too cocky or whatever, it's like, that criticism doesn't bother me because I just don't relate to you, and I don't really want to win you over, like, because I don't think we look at things the same way. The ones that are interesting to me is when people criticize him, his controversial things, criticize his support of Donald Trump, criticize his, you know, what he said on TMZ. That whole kind of thing that went down. I mean... I'll stick beside him, you know, throughout his ego. I could care less, you know. It's like, look at the art he creates and look at the world he lives in. Like, I would have an ego too, you know, to stay afloat, probably. It's kind of how I look at it. But, you know, he's a human person, you know. He's a human person, and I do think when he says certain things that people get offended by, I do think his heart's in the right place. But yeah, I don't know. I'm open to talking about him being like wrong and stuff. But honestly, yeah, like I'm always inclined to take his side for whatever reason.
So seeing that he's, you know, one of your biggest inspirations, you're a huge stan of him. What's your favorite era from Kanye? Is it when he started College Dropout?
This new Kanye.
New Kanye?
Yeah.
2018, 2017?
It's the avant-garde. Not like that new. Like, I'm talking like... when he started rapping less. You know, I love his rapping, but it's like, that's what I've connected to. That's what I connected to first, you know, when I was younger, like listening to albums like Yeezus, hearing songs like Runaway, like that changes that, like even 808s. Like, I haven't even, like, that's one that I've listened to, like, not as much, but like that era is just something that I connect with so much. But honestly, I don't really think he has changed much in terms of ethos since, like, he was producing for Jay and had to, you know, literally fight to get his voice out there. You know, I mean, I think he still has that elbows up mentality, and I think that's what's made him amazing and continue to be amazing, and what's made him not flop out and get forgotten, is that he refuses to be, you know, held down by anyone.
Definitely. Do you think that you would say August Cooper is in some way a reflection of what Kanye does? Because Kanye is so versatile. He has the fashion, the music, the production, the art, everything. And you could say August Cooper is kind of similar in a way, right? Because you have all those things. You have the radio guy. Mm-hmm. You have Kevin, who's the graphic designer. Do you think that...
You have fashion.
Yeah, Kanye kind of... It shows in what your group is. Do you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I like to think that we're tapped into the same, like, beautiful creative life force, you know? And, like, and I'll get super hippie with it, but, like, that's just how I think. Like, I like to think that we're tapped into the same kind of passion and the same kind of drive, and that we, you know, share the idea that, you know, creativity is creativity no matter what form it is, and beauty is, you know, worth striving for and creating, and you know, limiting yourself is pretty close to a crime to humanity in terms of limiting yourself artistically.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, tapping into that idea and that energy, I'd say we're similar. At least I like to think so. I like to think that we're connected in that way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's a nice thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cool. I think we're going to fade out to this song, and then I would like to play a new Denzel Curry track. I think his new album is very good. Definitely one of the best that's come out this summer. I don't know how he's still so overlooked as one of the better rappers, honestly. You got to check him out if you haven't. Check out Denzel Curry. We're just going to play the last 10-20 seconds of Stains by Brockhampton here. And just an explicit warning on the next track. This is Sirens with Denzel Curry featuring Jid right after Stains. And we'll be back. This is We're on the Street.
Oh.
To a new day and the same hate, with a new height and the same feet on an airplane yelling mayday, with a good girl going bad girl who went gay cause a date rape. That's a metaphor for the U.S. cause they got us all in the same state of mind. Brain is minimized, put me on the news, only criticized. Revolution will never be televised for the enemy that never empathized, and I never voted, never sugarcoated, with my finger itching and my gun loaded. When the fire open, let it be a moment, when I shoot the sheriff if he not demoted, then bang. This portray Von and Tree, Burn the Bush and Chronic, speaking honestly, we living in colonies, seeing innocent comedies, monstrosity run rampant all throughout United States, talking about let's make a fort, talking about let's make it great. If the shoes fit tired, grab the guns and riot, time to run with lions on the road to Zion. In this age of violence, time to grab the iron when I pop the silencer, it's nothing but silence when
bang, when you hear the siren sound. I thought you would stay, whether I win or I lose. They already think we dead, but they continue to shoot. I'm just gonna cover my head. I need to duck and I move. I bust a move when I
find a way to get on and get up and get out the crib. I was just looking into the mirror, trying to dislocate my fear. Cause you broke my heart, let me dry my tears. So serious, I'm so neglected in the wrong direction. With a long erection, got no protection. But it's fucked the world, when she bend it over, being oversensitive. But did I mention that my real intentions are really me dealing with the consequences? And I see your tone is very condescending when I talk to you, but know you won't admit it. And I pity the fool, been trying to vent, but you ain't trying to hear. Like I'm not a hero, but you gotta hear. Just stop brushing me off to the side. Wow, shit. I'll say, can you see 100 dead bodies in the street? Body duns, early light, double sprite in a RPT. So proudly, lights gleam with the gun blow in the nighttime of the slum house. Little drum bone with the 1,000. Come, come, hit it, come.
Baby, when you hear the siren sound.
Marcus Black, Marcus War, starting more Spartans, Lord, Prophet, praise Muhammad, different stroke, Philip Drummond, gave me crack, like I'm plumbing, Jesus Christ, second coming, cut myself, now I'm numbing, never scared, never running, chosen one, I'm 100, pray for me, pray for London, guilty me, he ain't done it, gun me down, all for nothing, president, in abundance, precedent, is a puppet, gotta hate it, gotta love it, past the clouds, I rise above it, wising up, advise the public, pistol bust, screaming, fucking Donald Trump, Donald Duck, what the fuck is the difference? Now we stuck in the rut. This ain't what I envision. What is what? What is guts? When you don't have intuition, not a saint, not a sin. Tell me, what's my real religion? Genocide, Genesis. They say it's a new beginning. I'm a sinner, you a sinner. I can see the devil grinning. Damn.
You got me where you want me, girl, and I'm not sure if we should slow it down. And I'm ashamed of the way that I've appeared, but I promise I'm not gonna let you down. And by the way, I don't know how to be in love. I'm not afraid. I'm a slave right away, and I'm here for good. And it's not a day that I won't be yours. And I'm glad I'm not alone. If you have a couple hours, call me tonight. Cause I know after dark I want you here. I'm just like you, boy. We have so much to lose, the best to come. And by the way, it's the way that I haven't felt before. That I feel like I've never been so sure. And it's not a day that I won't be yours. And I'm glad I'm not alone anymore. Is this too good to be true? Can't you see I'm just a fool? Because I need to know. Need to know. Thank you.
My name is Sahad, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
They have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hello, hello. We are back. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac, and I'm here with Aiden of the August Cooper Band / Collective / Creative, great creative group. And since we're on that topic, something that's kind of been up in the air this summer is this EP, if that's the right title for what it was going to be, Cabin, was going to come out, but recently fans discovered it's not going to be coming out. Yeah. Did you want to briefly go over why that is?
It's going to be cryptic.
All right.
Cabin was a bit of an experiment. It was never really August Cooper as much as it seemed to be. It was never really August Cooper, and that's what we realized. And that's why it's not going to come out, at least not under August Cooper, and at least not under the group. But all the artists that were there and were involved, we still have a great amount of respect for each other, and we still are, you know, open to working with each other again. But what was made there and what was left there, it's going to remain that way, and it's not going to come out. And from me, Andrew, Drew, Levi, and Kevin, and Jared, we're sorry. We're sorry.
Okay.
But it's better this way.
Promise. Fair. I think it's more important that you value your artistic vision than just, you know, put stuff out that you're not prepared to put out. You know, there's got to be agreement with everyone.
Yeah, that's just the way life works, man. It's just, it didn't happen the way that it was supposed to, and that's okay. Because, honestly, every single artist that was there is now in a better place after being there as a solo artist or as a member of a band.
Definitely. So, speaking about that trip, you did some own work for yourself, for your own music, aside from the group. Is there anything coming out in the future from yourself? Or, I mean, even though Cabin's not coming out, is there anything August Cooper in the near future that's coming out?
Yeah, there is. Things are picking up. it's time, you know. We've spent a lot of time. There's been a lot of time has passed since our last release, right? Like, what was it, 2016? It's like two summers ago. It's just almost 2 years ago that we released Evergreen, and we've changed immensely as solo artists. Mm-hmm. And were kind of coming back together in a sense, in a really pure form. Like, August Cooper is actually alive again. You know, we're not dead. It's coming together, and we've got a lot on our minds for the next couple months. And you know, don't give up on us, please.
Have patience.
Stay tuned in. Have patience. If you're still around, you've had patience. But thank you to everyone who still cares. We love you, and we care about putting out great art and great music, and that's what we're gonna do. And stay tuned for that and other things in the next couple months, because it's gonna be really exciting, like really exciting.
Is there any announcements you want to make about shows, or even not even August Cooper, but affiliates? Like, we know Honda Carter has a single coming out on the 25th.
Right, right.
Any other friends and family type stuff related to August Cooper you want to talk about?
I mean, yeah, like, shout out Honda Carter. Shout out Honda. He's fantastic. He's got that out of state booming coming up. I mean, what else is going on? Vancouver. Noah is working on stuff. If you check out his Instagram, you know that. Noah Wilding. He's got stuff coming out. I mean, just expect stuff from August Cooper. We're you know, ramping up into gear, going to be working really hard, going to be putting everything we have into this. You know, because this is all we have.
Of course. Speaking more just about influencers and stuff, I want to talk about Frank for a little bit, because we've talked about this before as well. So, very different from Kanye, but also very similar because of how much purely an artist he is. So, what does Frank Ocean's whole ambience mean to you?
It's the feeling you get when you listen to Blonde, you know, when Self Control comes on, when you know, Godspeed comes on, when Solo comes on, when Solo Reprise comes on. He's just able to tap into a certain part of human consciousness that honestly I haven't heard really anywhere else in that way. And I think that's what art is for, you know. It's tapping into the collective unconscious and you know, expressing without direct, you know, conversation what is the most beautiful thing about life. And I honestly think that's what Blonde is. And I think Frank has really pulled off something special in how sacred he's kept his music, how sacred he keeps his art. In that there's not a lot of it, you know, because today, like, really nothing's sacred. Like, your favorite artist, you can find them on Instagram and listen to snippets, and this, you can find their ripped, you know, this, that, and the other, unreleased this, unreleased that. It's like almost not exciting, you know. But Frank seems to hold this very high standard, or not high standard. He seems to hold dear the idea of keeping things sacred. You know, and and the fact that, you know, that in a word, in a way, the darkness is what makes the pangs of light so special, you know. The darkness being his like years of unreleased music, and the light being like his carousel feature, or the light being Chanel, or you know, him dropping things that are of the utmost quality, and not, you know, being scared to die for a bit, not being scared to fall back. You know, a lot of artists are just on ramp up mode all the time, and to be able to, one, have the freedom is lucky, but to be able to mentally just be like, I'm gonna step out of the limelight, so that when I step back in, it's going to be that much more special.
Yeah.
That's so rare and so commendable in my mind.
So I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball, because I just thought about this. We talked about Kanye and Frank, namely today. Kanye, super eccentric, egotistical, wants the spotlight most of the time, always wants to be the center of attention. And you have the flip side, the juxtaposed Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. And he wants the opposite of that. He wants to be hidden. You know, he only has Tumblr. He's not all over social media. He only has a handful of interviews. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of two types of fame, but from both very talented, passionate artists. Mm-hmm. Say you're to make it, which kind of fame would be more appealing to you?
I admire both of them a lot. I think Kanye has tackled a lot of things that no other celebrity has been able to tackle because of his eccentricity. Mm-hmm. I care about truth, you know, and expressing my true self. And I honestly don't think I would be able to cook up or concoct a good persona if I put my mind to it too much, you know? Like, I need to... All I can do is be myself, and that's what I admired about Tyler, the Creator, when I was in grade 9, you know, was the fact that he said what he thought was funny, and he acted the way he wanted to act, and he didn't act any other way. That's kind of what I admire, you know, and I think there's elements of that in Frank and in Kanye as well. Like, they don't do anything that they don't want to do. Like, if Frank doesn't want to release something, he doesn't. If he doesn't want to, you know, put anything, any art out, he doesn't. If Kanye doesn't want to be censored, he doesn't be censored. He speaks his mind. And I don't know. I kind of see both of them conjoined in Tyler's personality as well. But, like, the most I can say is that those are just people I admire. And, I mean, I also really admire Jim Carrey and... watching Jim and Andy.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. I mean, we don't really have time
here, fine.
But definitely, if you're listening, check out Jim and Andy on
Jim
Netflix.
Jim and Andy on Netflix. It's amazing.
It'll change the way you see actors who really play into that role.
Yeah, for me, it just changed the way I saw myself and the way I interacted with the world, you know? Like, Jim Carrey and, in a sense, also... Andy Kaufman, the world was the stage, you know? The world was their playground. The world was their testing ground for this, that, or the other thing, you know? Like, one part in the movie where they talk about how Andy Kaufman used to run through the zoo with his friend and scream, "The lion is out, the lion is out," and everyone would run screaming. Like, that's just so funny. And I don't know. I admire that as well, and I admire Jim Carrey a lot, so that's all I can say. I can't really say what I want to be, because I can't choose that.
I mean, that definitely shows how August Cooper and friends and whoever's involved, you know, it's just not music, and you just showed that, and your inspiration to show that. We got a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. Any last shouts you want to give? Any news you want to spread? What's next?
I mean, look out for August Cooper, man. We're coming. We're coming for you. We're coming for you. Guns a-blazing. 2018, 2019, we're really, really putting our whole hearts into this thing. If we know you and you're in Vancouver and we like you, come by the house, man. Come by the house. Say hi. We'll make you some food. And we'll play video games and make music. I don't know. Shout out to Andrew. Andrew, I love you with my whole heart. You're my brother. And shit's going to get better. Me and you have been going through a lot of shit right now. But it's going to get better. And this August Cooper stuff is what we're supposed to be doing. And I love you, man. And that's where I wanted to leave it.
Cool. Thanks for coming today.
Dude, thanks for having me, my man.
Of course, dude.
Oh, and also shout out you, dude.
Thank you.
Guys, Isaac Koenig Workman. Follow him on Instagram or give him a hug in the street, because he is the most passionate, driven, fantastic person. And I tell all my friends all the time how much I love this guy. He freaking does so much for the things that he is passionate about. And that's way too rare in this world. And I love you, man.
Oh, better sound.
Yeah,
there you go. I love you too, dude. Thanks for that. Means a lot.
Dude, I mean it.
To wrap it up here, just before there's a couple more songs, Just a shout out to the show that's following my show. It's called Radio Pizza Party. Don't shout them out enough. It's hosted by Jack and Tristan. It's every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and it's a talk/comedy show. Very friendly, humorous guys. Definitely tune in and see what you think of it. And just to close off here, this is Word on the Street. I will not be here next week, but I'll be here on the 31st. And this is Andrew's track, God Mendeleev, with Sunjuice Lava off of his album Ultra AVX. Explicit warning on this one. And since we talked about both of them, I'm going to close off the last minute or so with Frank's track from The Life of Pablo. Frank's vocals on a Kanye track. Peace.
Peace. Love y'all.
Hitting up the dolphins like the fucking police. When the gang come together, you know what the motif. You ain't talking then, you ain't getting nothing, you ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, I feel so please, so I pay no fee. Pop up on the cuff me, but I'm gonna be so like a D. If you want, you can be me, some is a bad bitch. But I don't give a shit, cause I'm neat. And you little hip hop on the laptop. Drop top in my top, that dumb is so easy to copy real gang shit. Dick on your head, sick on my head. My rap like a clock, I shoot you on your head.
I feel like Austin, towers and drum fills are feeling awesome. Towering lights of Las Vegas, feeling a loss of power. I feel liberated, turning off the power. Conscious, else your conscience getting lost and devoured. Niggas all in Vegas fighting the loss of patience like hospitals healing patients. Nowadays it's modern medication that make it so only losses you taking involve a little waiting on me. But I'll take the mic and take it, I'll just spit it, pit it to your little patience. Homie, I'm just trying to be as deadly as some silo missiles. CS, world star flow, get your iPhones. This vibe so X-Files, could an X-Flow be supernatural? NDAs have got my secrecy upon a pedestal, but I just spilt and my mind suggests shit come out my lips. Rhyme scheming shit that fly the best. The veggies make it easy, nigga, yes.
Squad locked down, so we keep it low key. Hitting up the dolphins like the fucking police. When the gang come together, you know what the motif. You ain't talking then, you ain't getting nothing, you can leave. Squad locked down, so we keep it low key. Hitting up the dolphins like the fucking police. When the gang come together, you know what the motif. You ain't talking then, you ain't getting nothing, you ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, I feel so pleased, so I pay no fee. Pop up on the cup, me, but I'm gonna be so like a thief. If you want, you can think something is a bad bitch. But I don't give a shit, cause I'm neat. And you little hip hop on the laptop. Drop top in my top, that dumb is so easy to copy real gang shit. Dick on your head, sick on my head. My rap like a clock, I shoot you on your head. Hip hop on the laptop, drop top in my top, that dumb is so easy to copy real gang shit. Dick on your head, sick on my head. My rap like a clock, I shoot you on your head.
Out. There's light with no heat. We cooled out, it's cool out. Life is precious. We found out, we found out, we found out.
Priority to help.
My mama told me to love everybody. Even the ones who try to beat me down. 'Cause they might be jealous, and maybe they can't help it, because we're all just fighting wars. We know nothing about. Hate loves hate. There's really no debate. The longer we